Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Pfizer executives expressed measured optimism on Tuesday over the prospect of providing a COVID-19 vaccine in 2020, even as they signaled key data on the vaccine would not be released before the US election. Pfizer chief executive Albert Bourla has said that the drug giant could supply some 40 million doses in the US in 2020 if clinical testing proceeds as expected and regulators approve the vaccine. Russia has started mass production of its second COVID-19 vaccine developed by Vector State Virology and Biotechnology Center. That's despite the candidate not completing the phase 3 trials. Anna Popova, the head of Russia's public health watchdog, on October 27 said that output of the vaccine will be ramped up by 2020 end. That's what Bloomberg has reported. Vector State Virology and Biotechnology Center is a former biological weapons lab. UK Vaccine Task Force Chair Kate Bingham has said that the first generation of COVID-19 vaccines is likely to be imperfect and they might not work for everyone. Bingham has said, and I quote, "However, we do not know that we will ever have a vaccine at all. It is important to guard against complacency and over-optimism." Bingham had written this in a piece published in the Lancet Medical Journal. He also said, and I quote, "The first generation of vaccines is likely to be imperfect and we should be prepared that they might not prevent infection but rather reduce symptoms and even then might not work for everyone or for long," she added. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The new COVID-19 cases reported in India in a span of last 24 hours has remained below 45,000, even as the total COVID-19 caseload has inched closer to 80 lakh. That's what the Union Health Ministry has said. The country's COVID-19 caseload has mounted to 79,90,322, with 43,893 fresh cases being reported in a day, while the death toll climbed to 1,20,000 with 508 new fatalities, the ministry data updated at 8 a.m. showed. Thyrocare Technologies on Wednesday said that many state governments were controlling COVID-19 testing to show reduced numbers of cases due to pressure on them to show lower infections than others. A. Velumni, CMD and CEO of Thyrocare Technologies, in an interview to CNBC TV 18 has said, "To be very honest, government is still controlling. I'm not referring to the Maharashtra government, it's all over the country. In some states, Thyrocare has been told not to pick up samples verbally. In some states, don't report to ICMR. Reverse the data. We will tell you the cutoff, then you report." That's what he said on CNBC TV 18. There is evidence which shows that children who were earlier thought to be protected against COVID-19 infection can be spreaders rather than super spreaders, ICMR Director General Balram Bhargav has now said. Speaking on the COVID-19 infection spread in the country among children, Bhargav said that overall the figure in India is that below the age of 17 years, only 8% are COVID-19 positive. All schools in Delhi will continue to be closed until further orders in the view of COVID-19 situation. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia has announced on Wednesday. Parents are not in favour of reopening schools either. Also, Sisodia said in an online press conference that the Delhi government had earlier announced that schools will remain closed until October 31st. He also said, "We keep getting feedback from parents and that they are really concerned about whether it is safe to reopen schools. It is not. Wherever schools have reopened, COVID-19 cases among children have risen. So we have decided that as of now, schools in the national capital will not reopen. They will continue to be closed until further orders." The rising fear about death and illness caused by COVID-19 has seen a rise in the enrollments in the Pradhan Mantri Jan Suraksha Yojana insurance schemes. Though there was a stagnation in the enrollments in FY19 and FY20, the COVID-19 outbreak has helped it pick up speed. The PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana provides about 2 lakh rupees term insurance cover at 330 rupees annual premium and is the cheapest life product available in the Indian market. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories on October 28th has said that it is still investigating that cyber attacks on companies' information technology systems and officially called it a ransomware attack for the first time. In a ransomware attack, the hackers breach the systems, install malware that encrypts a victim's files, then demand a ransom from the victim to restore access to the data. Downing Street is preparing for the UK's second wave of COVID-19 to be deadlier than the first, following warnings from government's chief scientists, according to reports. Government advisers are said to have urged Boris Johnson to implement tougher restrictions to limit the spread of the virus after modelling suggested that high numbers of deaths attributed to the virus could continue for months. Downing Street did not deny a projection provided the Scientific Advisory Group of Emergencies, or SAGE, had suggested the toll could remain high throughout the winter and result in more fatalities than in spring. It's hard to keep track of the endlessly updating COVID-19 cases and death figures, but it's worth noting that many of the figures released so far today set new records, particularly in Europe. That's consistent with the warnings about the accelerating impact of the second wave and remarks from the WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan. There is information that 14,964 infections were seen in Germany, which is again a new record, and 85 new deaths were reported. 18,820 infections in Poland also were recorded, which is again a new record, and 236 were recorded in the last 24 hours. 15,663 infections in Czech Republic again is a new record. We've seen 346 deaths in Russia, which is again a new record, and 16,202 new cases in the last 24 hours. 165 deaths have been reported in Ukraine, again a new record for a daily tally, and 7,474 new cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. The US has added 500,000 people to its tally of COVID-19 infections in the last 7 days, as Donald Trump continues to insist the country is rounding the turn of the pandemic. Nearly 5 lakh people have contracted COVID-19 in the US over the last 7 days, as the new cases and hospitalizations set records in the Midwest. The 7-day total is 4,91,000, according to Johns Hopkins University. People recovering from COVID-19 may suffer significant brain function impacts, with the worst cases of the infection linked to mental decline, equivalent to brain aging by 10 years, researchers warned on Tuesday. A non-peer-reviewed study of more than 84,000 people led by Adam Hampshire, a doctor at Imperial College London, found that in some severe cases, COVID-19 infection is linked to substantial cognitive deficits for months. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.